All right, the meeting will now resume. It's called to order. All right, now, we're going to start our new cases, and the first one is case, and we're doing this to people that have checked in, but we're still going to go in order. CEV 0418-32, Mike Nelson, at 104 Maple Drive, and this is simply for compliance or noncompliance. Please come forward, state your name and address for the record.
Here we go.
Okay. Mike Nelson.
What's your address, sir?
843 Loyola Drive, Ormond Beach.
Okay.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. This is a new case. Is this correct? A new case, okay. At the same address? Okay. All right. Mr. Jackson.
I don't need one.
Yes, that's for sure. You're a realtor.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get my papers squared away here. Go ahead.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Mark Jones, and Mr. Jones reports that the property is currently in noncompliance for failing to have obtained the rental license. And it is understood that the respondent has some confusion about what's needed, so I will tender Mr. Jones so he can make clear to you that that he does not have a rental license and one is needed.
Okay.
One question. Is a piece of paper issued when you have a license? Then you either have a copy of the license or you don't.
Come on, Mr. Jones.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
I met with Mr. Nelson at 104 Maplewood and informed him that he did not have his rental license. What he has is his business tax license and has had that for quite a few years. But he has yet to apply for a rental license or have a rental inspection.
Hi. Thank you.
There we go. And I'm sorry, I don't know if I said it, but the request is that he be in compliance by next cutoff.
Okay. All right, Mr. Nelson, do you understand what they're telling you? We now have a law in place that says you have to have a rental license in addition to a business tax receipt. So you have to call them when your house is ready to be inspected, and they will come out and tell you what you need to do.
Actually, what I did, I called the permit and licensing division and asked them what I need to do to get a rental
and
license.
And so you understand, they told you what you needed.
Yeah, they
to do.
Told me the property is licensed as a rental property. I can legally rent it and I don't need to do anything else.
Well, I think probably then you need to talk to Mr. Jones so he can explain it further to you, because you evidently what you have is a business tax receipt. So that I can't explain to you the difference. It's not up to us. But you also, what I do know is you need a rental license.
Yeah, actually, I do have it. Because
well, where is it?
They have it there. They told me that it is a basically a rental license. No, I think there is a confusion that I'm going to try to clear it up, ma'am. I talked to Mr. Jones. You see, Mr. Jones told me that he has tracked it in his system, and he didn't find any the property to be the licensed as a rental property. But I don't know if his system is the same thing as permit and licensing, because permit and licensing, they checked, you know, the lady that basically checked it is Miss Melissa Carter.
What they're telling you is that you need to get your rental license, and to do that, you have to have an inspection. Have you had an inspection?
Of course. I originally filled out an application, and there was an inspection.
We're going to have to hear from Mr. Jones for a second. Has Mr. Nelson, to your knowledge, has Mr. Nelson applied to have a rental license and an inspection?
Not as of this morning. Before I came over here, I checked.
Thank you.
Mr. Nelson, do you have a file on your property in which you keep copies of inspections and licenses? Do you have such a thing?
Yeah.
Because normally somebody coming in here would say, I have a rental license. Here's a copy of it. You never seem to produce these things. Where is the copy of the rental license you say you have? And they issue you a paper copy of the license.
Originally, when I filed the application and then they did the inspection, and all they issued to me was a copy like that, and they told me this is basically the certificate for that you paid the tax and that it is for your rental license. That's what I was told.
Is that for?
Actually, what you can do, I think this is of course my recommendation, you can just call right now Ms. Melissa Carter and verify that.
So it's not a rental license receipt.
You don't have a rental.
It'll say rental license on it.
This is for this year, and the other one is for the previous year. And this has been going on for 7 years. This has been a rental property.
What I'm in possession of here and looking at is a business tax receipt.
Not a rental license.
It says BT on it, business tax receipt.
Then
you're right. You're correct. You have a business tax receipt. What you don't have is a rental license. So now we're going to rule on this. And you need to get with, if you don't understand this, please talk to Mr. Jones and he'll explain to you how you can get a rental license for your property so you can legally rent it out.
It's two separate things. It's two separate things.
Does that make sense? Then I called them.
So evidently there was some miscommunication. So in order to straighten that out, please talk to Mr. Jones, and he will explain to you what you need to do. Thank you. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance and order respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, May 2nd, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 a day.
So moved.
Mr. Second. Jones made a motion. Mr. Weatherholtz a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. And now, let me see what we have. So that was case one. Now we have case two. CEB 041833 Zach Foster at 606 South Peninsula. Come forward, Mr. Foster.
Zach Foster, 606 South Peninsula Drive.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay, thank you. Let me hear from Mr. Jackson and Mr. Reckonzon if need be. Mr. Jackson.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Cliff Reckonzone. Mr. Reckonzone reports that the property is remains in noncompliance. His communication with the respondent, the respondent believes he can have the boat in the driveway, but that is contrary to the code, and so I would tender Mr. Reckonzone if you have any factual questions.
Okay. Don't think so. We can see that the boat's still in the driveway. Mr. Foster, what would you like to say about why you think you're in compliance?
Well, I don't know if this is germane.
Okay.
I have a few months ago, I got this information. I called the gentleman several times. I couldn't reach him. I was in and out of town. Nothing seemed to happen. I didn't mean it to get this for it to get this far. I realized I according to my neighbors and myself, I figured that they had re-examined it and figured that there was no problem with the boat. I thank you all for your consideration to this situation. Not that it makes any difference, but I was born in that house in 1939, cool. And through the 50s and high school and when I started college, I kept the boat there. I never had any problem. I came back to Daytona in the 1980s to take care of my mother who had problems. And the first thing I did was buy a boat. Like I say, I've had it there since the 80s. Now, I've heard from a friend of mine that's a commissioner that you all have gotten stricter on code enforcement, as you should. I agree with it 100%. I've seen a lot of junk boats around, a lot of junk in people's yards. But my house, I'm 50 feet back. I like a lot of trees, as you can see.
Yeah.
The only time you can really see the boat is when you're straight in the when you're coming down Braddock into the driveway. I surf occasionally now. I was third in the United States in the early 70s. Water skiing and tennis are big parts of my life. I try to keep myself physically healthy, pushing 80. That's not easy. As of my mental, my mind, that's up to you to judge. My memory isn't what it used to be.
We're not here to do that.
I'm just saying that
we all have issues.
I mean no harm to you all.
No.
This is my town. I love it. We've been here since the 1890s, and I don't mean any harm. I just know that if I have an issue with my teeth, it's going to cost me a small fortune. And at my age, money isn't coming in like it used to. I've had a boat a good part of my life. I hate to have to get rid of it,
right.
But with all due respect, I don't think I can afford to keep it if I have to move it. So that's going to be a good part of my life.
If you will get with Mr. Reckonzone, I'm sure that he will tell you what your options are. It doesn't have to leave your property. It just can't be in the driveway.
Well,
I'm just saying that. So if you get with Mr. Reckonzone, because the rules have changed, and you can't have a boat in your driveway. So if you get
be grandfathered into that.
No, I don't think so. I don't know. I can't give you advice.
Can I just ask a question?
Go ahead.
The boat's 50 feet off the road. Could he surround that boat with a 6-foot fence and nobody would see
I don't know.
I would love to get
I don't know where that would I'm
would
just
love
curious.
To do that if I could.
Is that allowed so that nobody can see the boat?
The pictures, I have the pictures.
I know.
I'm just curious whether that could satisfy. So you...
It was, I might add, it was almost invisible before the hurricane.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That cleared away some of the brush, some of the tropicals that I had growing there. I like trees. I like birds. I don't poison my grass.
If I may, Mr. Jones, as Ms. Kundick said, I agree with that. I'm sure Mr. Reckonzone would be happy to get with him and see what his parameters are and whether or not that's a possibility or what the possibilities are.
Yeah, whether there are some.
You know, some maybe, I know up in Tallahatchie, client did that for me. He was allowed to put something up so nobody could see it. So maybe
we'll take a look, see if there's
All right.
A great idea, Mr. Jones. I would love to get a permit.
Okay, we'll see. Okay. Well, you work with Mr. Reckonzone. I'm sure he'll work with you. Okay? So we're going to, I'm going to entertain a motion to find respondent in noncompliance. In order to respond to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Okay, I'm going to do something else, I think.
That's what we usually do. I'm going to Tallahassee. I did it.
I don't have that many options at this point.
Should be. Yeah.
Sorry to you.
All right, so we're having. So I think that those are really. I don't know of another option in this case. Hopefully something can happen before the next cutoff date.
Can you reduce it?
Or we could...
Dramatically?
Do you have to...
2 months. 2 months. Give him 2 months to get this settled. All right. Here it is. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent in non-compliance in order to respond to come into compliance by the June 6th cutoff date or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
Absolutely.
Motion, Mr. Weatherholtz. Is there a second?
Second,
Ms. Purdy. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Okay, so we've given you 2 months, sir, to try and work out with the city what you can do to fix this problem.
Very nice of you.
Okay, thank you.
Very considerate.
Okay.
That's more than enough time. Thank you.
Okay, good. All right, case number 15. We don't get complimented like that very often. Case number 15, CEB 0418-34, Schulte Avenue Rentals at Schulte Avenue, 2031. Please come forward. And if I mispronounced it, I'm sorry. What?
Schulte Avenue.
Schulte Avenue, okay.
Yep, Kenneth Bogdan.
Kenneth what?
Kenneth Bogdan, and the address is at 21 Schulte, or the... Or
okay.
4230. I do.
Okay, we're just here to see whether you're in compliance or non-compliance, whether you have your permit or not. Okay. Mr. Reconzone. Oh, no, Mr. Jackson.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or non-compliance. Mr. Reconzone reports that a permit was issued yesterday and it just needs to be finalized. We're asking for next cutoff for there to be compliance. And I tend to Mr. Reconzone.
So what you're saying is he applied for the permit and he should have it by the next cutoff.
I do already.
You already have it. All right. He's testifying that he already. All right. So so how can we find him in non-compliance if he has the...
Until the permit is finaled.
Okay. All right. So
it has to be processed.
This is just going to be like housekeeping and keeping things in order for us. So I'm going to ask the board to entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance in order to respond to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, which is May 2nd, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Weatherholt, second, Mr. Jones, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. So you have your permit. They just need to do the final approval of it, and then this is done. Yeah, okay. That's okay. Well, whatever needs to be done, get with Mr. Reconzone, and he'll tell you, and then this will be fine. All right, now we're at case number 16, CEB 0418-35, Susan Hancock, 613 Holmes Avenue.
When?
Last month.
I can't afford to do this.
Well, you don't look like Susan, so who are you?
Marcus McDonald, 1962, Ray City Circle, South East Florida, 32119.
I didn't say anything about the cost.
Yes, ma'am.
So what is your relation to Susan Hancock?
She's a good friend of mine.
Friend, okay. And you have permission to speak for her?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm sorry if I could... Although I don't think it's going to affect what we're doing today. I don't think it's going to affect what we do today, but you said you have permission. Did she give you something in writing or something?
Nothing in writing.
So you're not speaking on her behalf, but you do have something you want to say concerning the property.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. Just a witness. Okay.
Yeah, Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. This was a based upon a tenant contact. The property right now is in non-compliance. Okay. Yeah, it's a non-compliance, and the inspectors, Cliff Reconcone and Mr. Reconcone, recommends that you give the respondent until next cutoff to come into compliance. I'll attend to Mr. Reconcone for any additional factual information.
Mr. Reconcone, have you had any contact, or what is it?
I had contact with the tenant on the day that I noticed the violation.
Uh-huh.
She did not believe that the violation was true. She told me to send her a letter, so I did.
She didn't believe that it was what?
She didn't believe that it was a violation.
Oh.
So she told me to send her the letter, so I did. And she made contact with me after the letter. She told me that she wasn't going to move the car. She had no place to park it. And that I should take her to court.
Okay. Thank you. All right. As a friend, what would you like to testify to?
I'm the owner of the property next door to it, which mm-hmm. is the next case, 609 Homes. And I have talked to Mrs. Saunders. She is the tenant living there. And she apologized for the way she talked to Mr. Reconcile when she saw him. And she had family members living there that weren't supposed to be living there on the lease. And she said she will get in compliance with that.
Okay. We know how to get in compliance with that, correct?
Yes.
Just move the car.
Move the car.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Do we need anything else?
No, just finding a non-compliance and exit.
Okay. Yep. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent in non-compliance or respond to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, May 2nd, 2018, or be returned to the board for consideration or fine of up to $1,000 per day. There's such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Harrington. Second, Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign opposed. Motion carries. All right, we're going to move on to case number 17. CEB041836 MKVY Enterprises. Come up again.
Yes.
You're going to have to state your name again. Well, I guess not, right? Does he have to be sworn in again?
No?
Okay. All good.
Marcus McDonald.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. And 609 Holmes Avenue, the property I own, and they also had family members living there that wasn't supposed to be on the lease.
Okay.
And Mr. Reconcile, he explained to me how that they are allowed to be parked, just not in front of the structure, but they could be parked parallel. So I explained that to them, and they were willing to cooperate with that.
Okay, good.
Parallel.
So we merely need non-compliance next cutoff, Madam Chair.
Okay.
I'm not sure what parallel means.
Yeah, I don't know what that
means. I think you meant on the off road.
Yeah.
On the
right of way.
I'm trying to get it. On the picture there, you see where the mailbox is?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And anything from the mailbox to the street is actually city right of way.
Yeah.
Right.
And you can park on the city right of way there.
Okay.
And that's acceptable.
Okay.
Is it? Let me. This
as long as what did you say, sir?
As long as it's not for more than 24 hours at a time.
Then it can be taken in tow.
Okay.
Does it have to be, you know, since it is a mowed area, and this has come up quite often, that it's allowable for not more than 24 hours, but if they would put some type of gravel or pavement.
I think you have to get a permit to do that, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, you see quite a few vehicles, and they've right in the right of way, they have it cleaned up with gravel.
And I think that's an issue because in the past, that river gravel is not acceptable.
Okay.
But you have to have a permit to put it in the,
probably.
You know, in the right
way. All right, so this is not anything we can solve here for you. It's a city issue, really, and the rules are the rules, and we're here to kind of say whether you're following the rules or not following the rules. We don't make the rules. But if you get with, I'm sure you've talked to Mr. Reconcone about the other case, so this will be fine, too.
Okay.
So the chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance and respondent come into compliance by the next cutoff date, May 2nd, 2018, or be returned to the board for consideration of fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion? Motion, Ms. Purdy.
Second,
Ms. House. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Okay. Thank you. All right, so 18's in compliance, 19's in compliance, 20 is in compliance. All right, now we have case 21. I know somebody's here for that. Silverleaf, it's CEB 04-18-40 at Botafor. Good morning.
Teresa Valdez, I represent the owners for 130 Butterfort.
In your address?
3 Cormorant Circle.
Do you solemnly swear affirmative the testimony that your past provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but truth?
I do.
Thank you. Just have a seat, and we're going to let Mr. Jackson and Mr. Reckonzone tell us
what. In what capacity do you represent? You said you represent
them. I represent the owners. Property
manager. Oh, okay.
You're the property manager?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, Mr. Jackson.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector is Cliff Reckonzone. Mr. Reckonzone reports that the property remains in non-compliance. And that he indicates that the outside work, most of the outside work is complete, but he hasn't been able to see inside to see how far along they are on what needs to be done on the inside. But nevertheless, it is in non-compliance, and he asked for them to be in compliance by next cutoff.
Okay, now this just is number 3, 130 Botafor, number 3. Is this just one unit we're talking about?
I believe the case was, the number 3 was improperly put onto the case, but they're under the, they understand that it was the entire building.
Okay. Well, insect screens, it's not just the screens at number 3.
Correct.
And it's not heating facilities, not just at number 3.
Correct.
Okay. But number 3 is included.
Correct.
In that. Okay, so that's good to know. All right, would you like to tell us something, Ms. Valdez?
Well, the day when Mr. Cliff came on the property was my first day on the job.
Okay.
So, welcome to the job. But at any rate, even though the allegations of what is missing was for number 3, was because he was the tenant at number 3, that called
okay.
Because of variance mm-hmm. personalities between the tenant and the ownership, okay? Mm-hmm. But since then, I can prove that we have taken every recommendation that Mr. Cliff has made to apply to the entire building. So all the insect screens in every unit have been replaced. All the windows have been replaced. As soon as we put in a new window, another one gets broken. But that's life. That goes along with the job. Okay, I understand that. And there was a question about a leak of water on number 3 that was coming from the second floor. So I hired two. No, it's not there, but I'm telling. I hired two. Certified plumbers mm-hmm. to come and tell me the nature of the problem. Mm-hmm. They were able to come up with a solution, which we think is a solution, and we had that remedy on B6, which is the unit above number 3. Mm-hmm. And since then, there have been no further problem with that unit. We have since totally redo the inside of number 3. It looks very nice, and I think I might even be able to go up on the rent in number 3 now. But go ahead.
How many units are there in this building?
There's 8 units in that building.
Okay.
The other issue was one of the heaters. He put one heater, but we're looking at all of the heaters, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I have had a licensed electrician come and check.
All right. So what I understand is that you've done some of the work on this, and
we're not finished by a long shot.
Okay, so when you are finished, you need to get with Mr. Reconzone so he can come back.
Certainly.
And look at that. And how long do you think it will take you to
get all this work done? I have an electrician that has given the okay on all the heaters.
Okay.
But the exterior of the building needs to be pressure washed and clean, and you know, just so that it can be.
Yeah. Okay. But that. All right. But just for these issues that are on here, so I think that, you know,
I can I would be able to ask Mr. Cliff to come over and recheck the building and see what else are we out of compliance with.
Good. Thank you for your cooperation. That will be wonderful. So, I will entertain a motion to find respondent. The chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, May 2nd, 2018, or be returned.
Oh, can you make it a little longer than May 2nd? the thing is...
Okay, hold on. Just wait a second.
Yeah.
You don't have any objection to making it June 6th?
That's good.
Okay.
That's good.
All right. June 6th, 2018, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Harrington. Is there a second?
Wait. We don't have to pay $1,000?
No. Okay. No. It's only if the work doesn't get
only
done.
If you want to.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we have to vote on it now. We had a motion from Mr. Harrington. I think a second, Ms. Purdy. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. Motion carries. So you have until the 6th of June to get this work done.
But I can call...
you can call Mr. Reconzone whenever you want him to come look at the property or whenever you have a question.
Okay.
So you know that you're doing the right thing. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Mrs. Valdez, are we going to see you on the ballot this year?
I would love to.
You're not running.
But I'm 83. It's time to let somebody else do the job.
Okay.
Hopefully.
All right. Thank you. Next case, 22 CEB 0418-41, Ayunta Properties.
Hi, hello.
Hello.
Angelique Corana. Ayunta. 2967 South Atlantic Ave, Unit 1506. Yes, I do.
What is your name?
Angelique Corana.
And what is your relation to?
Gia Corana. I'm the daughter of the owner.
Okay.
Of Ajanta LLC.
Oh, so it is
Ajanta. That's all right.
You're speaking on her behalf.
Yeah, on her behalf, yes.
Okay, so you're speaking on her behalf.
Yes,
okay.
I've also been working with her to get these things done.
Okay. All right. Jackson.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Cliff Reconzone. Mr. Reconzone reports that the property is currently in noncompliance. The building needs to be painted. The paint has not been done yet, and there's been no permit for window repair. Those are the two issues. So Mr. Reconzone recommends that you make a finding of noncompliance and that you give them until next cutoff to come into compliance. I'll turn to Mr. Reconzone if you have any factual questions.
Let's see. Go ahead.
It says here damage to the outer wall, exterior wall.
Yeah, that's the repairs. See that?
There are some shingles that are missing. It's a shingle
right.
Building.
Okay.
So they have to replace the shingles.
I mean, it's no structure or
anything. No, nothing like that.
Okay. All right. What would you like to tell us?
Okay. So we have been trying to get a lot of repairs done. So there's the painting, the windows, and the shingles. And this has been going on for some time. My mother was getting the repairs done and had a string of, I would say, unsavory experiences with contractors and people working. So she's gotten, she got one person to come in to change the windows she paid for windows from Lowe's, got him to come in, he brought larger windows, cut the opening so that it would fit, and then he never came back. That was the first experience. Second time, she brought somebody else. Again, got some new windows. Someone came, said they would do the work, didn't show up. A third person came in, recommended windows from Habitat, so she paid for those as well. He came, and he didn't show up. So then I, we're from Cambridge. I have been working abroad for the last several months. I came back into the country just to help my mom get these sorted, because she was just very overwhelmed with everything that needed to be sorted. All of these damages came after the hurricane, and so, of course, unexpected. So I came in November to get this done, and we went to Window World, thinking, okay, this is a reputed company. We shouldn't have any issues. We talked to Corey from Window World, signed a contract with him. He said that because we would be changing just a few of the windows, under 25% of the windows, that tempered glass windows would be the way to go. He went ahead and applied for a permit, and then it turns out that those aren't the right windows. But he's already installed them, and he has gone ahead and revoked the permit, even though he's done the work. So now,
yes, please.
I apologize to the board. The inspector had given me an updated note that included the information regarding the windows. However, the circumstance is that the windows, at one point, they thought it was resolved, and I think that's part of the story that he's telling. And then ultimately it came back, so he removed that as the violation that he sent before the board. Okay. So the only thing the board's really considering is the issue regarding painting, because he has not sent before the board the issue concerning the windows.
All right. So when
I came in November, I just basically tried to get everything done at the same time. So a lot of the times prior to this, when my mother was getting people to come in to do the windows, she was also trying to get them to do the painting, but they just weren't coming back. So when I came in November, we sorted out this contract and got somebody else to come in to do the painting and the shingles. But because it was November, they all said, we'll do it after the new year, so post-Thanksgiving and the holidays. So that all happened. The permit, as he said, it's been revoked. So now we're basically going to have to appeal this, go through a case with Window World, because we have these windows that aren't compliant, but they're installed and they're not willing to.
For our purposes, what we need you to get done, and I'm sure Mr. Reconzone can tell you this, is paint
and the shingles.
And repair.
Yeah. So those, I just got back again to take care of this. So like I said, I've been working abroad. I got back on Saturday just to take care of this stuff. So I'm trying to look for a new contractor, a new person to work on this. And I'd like to say that it'll get done tomorrow, because ideally that would be a big headache off of my mind and off of my mother's head. But I don't know exactly how long this is going to take, given the history. And even we had someone who came and painted. He painted the back of the house and then didn't come back.
Lives in the building.
Other tenants. It's on rent. Mm-hmm. So okay. We've just had a string of very bad experiences.
Yeah,
but we are working to get someone to do it. It's not that we don't want it to be compliant.
But you are in non-compliance. You can see from the pictures.
Yes.
Even though you're working to get into compliance, we're going to find you in non-compliance.
Right. And I guess my question or request would be, you know, if we can get additional time to get this done. I am here for that purpose, to help my mother get these repairs underway. So I do realize that it's urgent, and that's really what I've come back for anyway. But I just feel like we might need a little time on it.
Would is the city amenable to that? We could order a progress report.
Madam Chair, the inspector, as I said, he hadn't brought the window issue back, before the board. As to the painting or the repairs to the outer wall, the inspector feels that the next cutoff is reasonable time. He would be happy to consider, if they're making a diligent effort and they're having challenges with contractors, those types of things, bringing that before the board if they have to come back and agreeing to the extended time. But he believes he's
right
giving
now,
reasonable
today,
time.
Right now, next cutoff date. Okay. We've got to get some things in motion here, because this was in September. And I understand how difficult it is with contractors, and we all have those issues too, but we need to get moving on this. So what we're going to do, the chair will entertain a motion to find respondent non-compliance in order the respondents come into compliance by the next cutoff date, May 2nd, or be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Weatherholtz. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Purdy. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like sign opposed. Motion carries. Now, if you come back, I mean, and we hope that you will make substantial progress on this in the next month. That's what we're looking for.
But you're leaving the country, aren't you?
Not until June is what I was. Okay. I was hoping to get it done in the next 2 months.
I thought you said you were leaving. But
okay. No, I just got back on Saturday. So jet lag.
Okay.
Immigration.
So that is for the painting and the shingles. No, we're not talking about the windows.
We're not talking about the windows at this point.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, case 23 is in compliance. Case 24, CEB041843, Clinton and Margaret Smith.
What does no permit mean?
No permit. Yeah, don't know.
There's two cases with no permit.
No permit, no permit. Mm-hmm. This is at 636 Fremont. Good question.
Permit.
We will hear. Please state your name and address for the record.
Barbara Smith, 636 Fremont Avenue, Daytona Beach, Florida.
And Margaret, okay.
Yes.
Oh, I see what the...
Well, we can see. All right. Mr. Jackson, please explain to us what no permit means. For what?
It's no permit for... that one for stairs? What is it for? It was a structure. Okay. Yeah. Let me get to it. There we go.
Okay.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Mr. Reconzone, and he reports that the permit is under review.
So permit has been applied for?
Yes, and the structure has been removed. So we're just asking for... finding a noncompliance and ex cutoff form to come
what
to compliance.
What is the permit for?
I would have to tender
okay.
it.
All right, okay. It's just confusing to see no permit, nothing else. So, hold on. Go ahead.
They were building this exterior structure in the backyard.
Okay.
And she has removed the structure.
I see.
It's no longer there. And the permit is under review now.
What? Why would, if there's no structure there, why? What does she need a permit for?
If she wants to rebuild.
If you want to rebuild, okay.
Which I'm under the assumption she does.
Okay. And it's been applied for?
Yes.
Okay.
What's the structure for?
The structure is for, we wanted to extend our deck. We already have an existing deck there. We want to extend it. So we started and he stopped.
I'll
start reviewing.
And
I got everything that I needed.
That's a deck?
I have a pool deck. You can't see it right there, but that's extending it out to the property line. So they stopped me from extending it out.
It's a deck with walls and a roof?
No, it's just the deck, because that's the back of the property line, so it comes out to where we started building the extension. And it's above ground deck wrapped around the pool.
Well, what's the structure standing up?
That was going to be an extension to it. We was going to... frame it in.
To do what?
Wrap around a pool, all the way around.
A building?
No.
No. What? We don't understand what. The question, I think, is about the fact that looks like a structure for walls.
Right. It was going to have two walls, one this way and one that way.
It's a deck.
With a pergola over it.
Okay. Go ahead.
But the inspector indicates that's what's been removed, so that's not there anymore.
Oh, so that's not even
there. Not there anymore.
Okay.
Okay.
So, and you have submitted and applied for the permit for whatever you'd like to do back
yes.
there.
Yes.
And it has not yet been approved.
Correct.
But it should be approved sometime soon, correct? Okay.
Yes, because I got an architect to draw
Good.
It up.
Okay, terrific. Okay, so what, Chair will entertain, do you have any other questions here? Chair will entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance or respond to committed compliance by the next cutoff date, May 2nd, and be returned to the board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
Well, I think she is in compliance. Yeah. It's been
no,
removed.
The permit hasn't been approved yet. She's applied for it, but it hasn't been approved. Correct?
That's not how I'm understanding.
She took it down.
Yeah, she took it down.
Right.
Oh, Okay. I see the
There's
door.
Nothing there to, you know, if she starts building again without a permit, that's a different story.
Right. True. Thank you. Makes sense to me now.
So it's in compliance until it isn't again.
I would say that. I mean, I see how that's a big question. Go ahead.
After conferring with staff, we agree. I think that's a fair conclusion. It is down and okay. At this point, until if she follows the steps, get the permits, and move forward, there's no violation here.
Okay.
So we would agree.
So we'll
call it a withdrawal. We should withdraw it before
okay,
we got started.
Okay, yeah. They're withdrawing that right now. So good luck with whatever you're doing.
Thank you.
Okay. Case number 25, CEB041844, JFK Capital, LLC at 520 Vermont. Thank you for waiting all this time, sir.
He has no permit.
Could be more.
And yours is another one that just says no permit. So
I learned a lot from in this right now. 205 Slade Drive.
What's your name?
I mean, that's my house. First time I'm in this situation. 520 Vermont, Clever Panora.
And your name?
Clever.
C-L-E-V.
Clever with a K.
K-L-E-V-E-R.
Yeah.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to provide
will
be
truthful,
truth, and nothing
but
the truth? Yes, ma'am. Okay, we will let Mr. Jackson and Mr. Reckonzone tell us about this no permit.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board, this is no permits for stairs that were installed, as you can see
yeah.
In the photos. The inspectors, Cliff Reckonzone, Mr. Reckonzone recommends that you give the respondent until next cutoff to come into compliance. He has permit, but he has to get it final before the case will be closed.
So he needs a final inspection?
Now I'll have to have.
Okay, Mr.
Yes.
Reckonzone, what do you need to get this into compliance?
The permit was approved yesterday.
Okay.
And they just have to call for a final
okay.
on the permit. And once that final is done,
okay.
I can close the case.
Okay. All right, so we're going to entertain a motion to find respondent noncompliance or respond to come into compliance by the next cutoff date, May 2nd, 2018, and be returned to board for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Harrington, second. Ms. Purdy, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, opposed. So you have till next month to get with, till May 2nd, to get with Mr. Reckonzone and get it inspected, and when that passes, then it's finished. Okay, thank you very much. Sorry I had to wait so long. Okay. Any miscellaneous business?
Ms. Purdy,
Ms. Purdy, thank you for your service. That was too short. It was too short for us.
Have you resigned?
She's moving.
Okay.
Oh.
Just making sure.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
My board had mentioned you have to have a workshop, but I think you wait till after the new person comes on board.
You might
yes.
as well now.
Yeah. Right. I know we had talked about it. Yes.
Yeah.
Is there some we have asked the person on the new board?
I don't know. I haven't
we'll
checked. It, you know who takes care of that is.
Ms.
Does anybody
Goodman.
Check
yeah.
Betty?
I get to keep my
Betty
word.
Betty Goodman. Yeah. And I haven't
yeah.
checked. I know that there were applicants before. But once the board's filled
yeah.
up, I don't know whether they're still on file or we need to change them or what. It's not up to us. Or, you know, we need to re-advertise it. And I won't be here next month. It will be probably only the second meeting I've missed in 7 years.
It's not acceptable.
Anyway, so hopefully Ms. Himes will be able to be here, and if not, you all have to decide who's going to run the meeting.
Yeah, it's a senior member, which would be Mr. Harrington, yeah.
Huh?
Ms. Harrington is in charge.
Whatever. Okay, so is there any other business?
No.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you.